This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Israelis protested on Sunday outside the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem after Israel announced it had recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Waving Israeli flags and holding banners reading "Now," protesters gathered in their thousands in Jerusalem. Their recovery of the hostages' bodies sparked calls for mass protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom many Israelis blame for failing to bring them back alive through negotiation with Hamas. The protest comes as Israel's largest trade union, which represents some 800,000 workers, called a general strike the following day in response to the news of the dead hostages. I'm Karen Chamas.
An Israeli airstrike hit a school sheltering displaced people on Sunday, killing at least 11 Palestinians, civil defense authorities said. Sledgehammers were used to try and break through concrete during the search operation to rescue those trapped in a suburb of Gaza City. Gaza's civil defense spokesman said the strike hit the western wing of the school where people were sheltering after being displaced during the war. Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies on Sunday began a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip. They hope to prevent an outbreak in the territory that's been ravaged by the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated north and south. The campaign aims to reach about 640,000 children. Israel has agreed to limited pauses in fighting to facilitate the campaign. This is VOA News. Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday air defenses intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones, including two over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. In total, 46 drones were shot down over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Ukrainian drone strikes have brought the fight far from the front line into the heart of Russia. Since the beginning of the year, Ukraine has stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's assault. Beijing will host the 2024 African Summit from Wednesday to Friday with hopes to pitch green tech exports to African leaders. VOA's Christina Manente reports.
China will urge a summit of 50 African nations in Beijing this week to take more of its goods before Western curbs kick in on its exports in exchange for more pledges of loans and investment. But the African leaders arriving in the Chinese capital may not be easily persuaded. They will want to hear how China plans to meet an unfulfilled pledge from the previous summit in 2021 to buy $300 billion worth of goods and ask about incomplete Chinese-funded infrastructure projects. Last year, China offered 13 loans of just $4.2 billion to 8 African states and 2 regional banks. Data from Boston University's Global Development Policy Center showed with about $500 million for hydropower and solar projects. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
Police said a man in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania will face charges after storming into the press area at a Trump rally on Saturday night. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
As Trump watched the arrest happen, he said,
"Is there anywhere that's more fun to be than a Trump rally?"
The man who stormed into the press area was eventually subdued with a taser. The incident came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage and after he had dismissed CNN as fawning for its recent interview with Democrat Kamala Harris. The man's motives aren't immediately clear. Johnstown police say he'll be formally charged next week with misdemeanor offenses. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A far-right party has won a state election for the first time in post-World War II Germany in the country's east, while it looks set to finish a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote. A new party founded by a prominent leftist also made a strong impact in Sunday's elections, while the party's and Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government obtained extremely weak results. Other parties say they won't put the far-right Alternative for Germany in power by joining it in a coalition. I'm Joe Ramsey.